United States.
The administrative state. Its reigning rules. An obscure law is pushing the Biden administration to issue regulations at an astonishing pace.
The bureaucrats have been busier than usual lately. Consider the 3 days between April 23rd and April 25th. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, issued a sweeping rule banning non-compete clauses in the contracts of almost all American employees. The Department of Labor is expanding the set of workers who must receive mandatory overtime pay to those who make less than $58,656 a year. The Environmental Protection Agency issued strict guidelines on coal-fired power stations that will probably spell their demise by 2039. More regulations, big and small, are expected soon. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is planning to rewrite the rules governing interstate electricity transmission, which is critical to President Joe Biden's decarbonization plans. A different agency, the Department of Energy, is debuting new efficiency standards for dishwashers and water heaters. The Department of Justice is expected soon to propose classifying marijuana, which at the moment is lumped in the same class of substances as heroin and LSD, as a less dangerous drug. Why the sudden spate? A previously obscure law, the Congressional Review Act, or CRA, of 1996, helps explain the rush. It allows Congress, for a limited period, to pass resolutions of disapproval against finalized administrative regulations with which it disagrees. If both chambers of Congress pass such a resolution and the president signs it, the rule is cancelled, Short-circuiting the usual drawn-out process of litigation or a subsequent administration beginning a whole new rulemaking effort. So once a regulation is properly created, the clock starts ticking. The cancellation procedure is allowed for up to 60 days that the Senate is in session, including the last 60 days of an administration that loses a presidential election. The CRA means that rules the Biden administration attempts to rush through in its waning days could be torn out before the glue has time to dry. Donald Trump is the undisputed champion of such manoeuvres. When he took office in 2017, Republicans, blessed with unified control of government, used the CRA to cancel 16 rules that Barack Obama's administration had put in place. Before that, the law had been successfully used only once in November 2001 to cancel a rule setting out ergonomics guidelines for businesses. Since then, it has become a worry for policymakers and a strategy for opponents of regulations. Mr. Biden himself used it 3 times to cancel Mr. Trump's administrative actions. Bank lobbyists are praying that stringent new rules that the Federal Reserve and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation are working on, like the so-called Basel III endgame, which would raise capital requirements by an estimated 21% for the biggest banks, are issued late enough that a future Republican Congress can cancel them. Any time there's a presidential transition potentially looming, the pace of regulatory activity picks up, says Stephen Baller, a professor at George Washington University who helps run its Regulatory Studies Centre. The threat of the CRA means that, rather than having until Inauguration Day in January, bureaucrats need to finish their work sooner, probably by July at the latest, in order for their rules to be CRA-proof. As delightful as these arcana of administrative law are in their own right, they will also determine whether much of Mr. Biden's policy agenda succeeds or fails. With his pro-union legislation thwarted in Congress and unlikely to pass through the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, the president's pro-labor economic agenda is now being advanced by agencies like the FTC. That agency is also pondering a rule that would attempt to ban junk fees, the nuisance surcharges that American consumers must deal with. On its traditional remit, antitrust enforcement, the FTC issued new merger review guidelines in December 2023 that promised to scrutinise deals for monopolistic power over workers and suppliers instead of just consumers. The ticking clock is especially important for climate policy. The Inflation Reduction Act, a misnamed climate bill, is expected by independent modellers to double the rate of carbon emissions decline from 2% a year to 4%. Its success depends on reams of rules that will need to be consistently enforced if businesses are to be convinced to plan around clean energy subsidies. Decarbonisation will also depend on other rules that Mr. Biden's Environmental Brain Trust has spent years crafting, restricting the amount of mercury that coal-fired power stations can belch into the air, or the carbon emissions that new gas-fired power stations may produce. The Bureau of Land Management, which administers the vast amount of land owned by the federal government and the energy exploration projects allowed on them, has prioritized conservation of public lands and fast permitting of geothermal energy projects. The White House Council on Environmental Quality has finalized a rule that is intended to expedite the permitting and environmental review processes required for new infrastructure projects, the technocratic snags that could thwart Mr. Biden's entire environmental plan. All of this could, of course, still be overturned by the usual, slower measures of litigation or an incoming Trump administration embarking on deregulation. But it is no wonder that the Biden bureaucrats are bustling about. The Federal Register, the grand repository of all rules, may reach 100,000 pages this year, the largest number ever recorded.